You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, I think I have a new medical problem here. Okay, so you know how my nose has been running and my ears have been hurting and I've been feeling like crap? Okay, well, now I got a big problem because I've been doing a lot of TV stuff this week. And one of my nostrils, I'm sorry, oh my gosh. Okay, one of my nostrils is now really cracky and flaky, right? Have you guys had this? We talked about it. One of you had called in and I diagnosed you with nasal vestibulitis. Now, it's nasal vestibulitis. You do have vaginal vestibules. Well, maybe not some of the men out there, but some of you guys have vaginal vestibules. Nothing. Nope, nothing vaginal. We don't want anything flaky down there. But sometimes after a cold, you could actually have one of your nostrils pretty dry and flaky. And that really stinks because it always looks like you got boogies. And it's very, very difficult to have a boogie on TV. I see boogies all the time. I don't mean to look. I'll watch, you know, on reality TV, and you're like, gosh, nobody did a booger check. I always have the cameraman help me do a booger check because that is really embarrassing, especially if you breathe out of your nose. You know, a lot of you guys don't realize this, but when you're on TV and you're doing an interview, in case you didn't have a breath mint, you don't want the interviewer to smell your bad breath. That happened. Matt DeLucia, when he worked for Fox, now I believe he's in Colorado, he had interviewed me after I gave a talk, and I had just bit in to an onion and spinach pizza. And here I am all excited going, yeah! And, I mean, I almost made the boy turn green. So I've taught myself over the years to, he's a great reporter, too, and he says he's forgiven me. He's totally forgiven me. In fact, that breath made his nostrils turn all cracked and flaky. So anyway, where was I going with this? No, there's you're going to learn something from this. Okay, so a lot of times when you do a TV interview, you learn to breathe through your nose. Now, another reason why you breathe through your nose is because you don't want to sound like you do on the radio. On the radio, it's like, and then I did this, and then I did this. Okay, so you don't want to do that. So if you breathe through your nose, you don't seem to hear it as much. But what happens when you breathe through your nose and you got a boogie right there in the opening of your vestibule? Exactly. It falls out. Now, mind you, a lot of us have other things that fall out. Some of us have, you know, uterine prolapse and, you know, bladder prolapse and other things. But we're just talking about the nasal orifice for now that's falling out in the middle of an interview. So, if any of you guys do have kind of that dry, crackly on just one side of the nostril, I called up my ENT years ago going, oh my gosh, I have skin cancer of the nose. He said, no, it's probably nasal vestibulitis. It could be a Staph aureus infection. Probably need to put you on some dicloxacillin, which is an antibiotic from the penicillin family. Probably need to put some Bactroban antibiotic ointment. Some of you guys will actually rip and tear within the nostril. Sometimes we even have to use some steroid ointment for that. Pretty nasty stuff. But if any of you guys have kind of flaky nose stuff that doesn't go away, it could be an actual infection within the nasal cavity as opposed to just a booger problem. The problem is you pick your nose to get the boogies out, and then now you're touching the microphone. So then somebody like me picks up the microphone overly eager, and now I get your Staph aureus vestibulitis on me. All right? So you guys all know what to do? Great. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have more news about the 5-second rule. You know how you drop something and you got to pick it up within 5 seconds? Research is saying the 5-second rule works. This is cool. Also cool, they say men who eat fish, okay, right? And meat and fish, you know, a lot of protein, will age better. Now, if any of you guys know how to get your man to eat fish, please. Because my husband, I just bring up fish. He flees. I mean, he is under the table shaking in fear, right? Because there's a piece of little pink salmon on the plate. All right. Next. A lot of you guys are giving me the wussy excuse that you don't want to take your statin medication because you think it's going to give you side effects. I told you my father would not take cholesterol medicine. He said it's going to hurt his liver. I don't want it to hurt my liver. And, you know, I unfortunately he died because, you know, he thought the medications were worse than the disease itself. And the disease unfortunately got him, high cholesterol. So studies have come out saying no major side effects. We're going to talk about that. If you have slightly higher blood pressure, you could still be at risk for stroke. Even if you go, no, it's white coat hypertension, Dahlia, I don't need to see a doctor, I don't need blood pressure medicine, you could still be at higher risk for stroke. So I better tell you to get your act in gear. Then there is a vaginal gel that might prevent HIV hours after exposure. If you throw or squirt this vaginal gel into the vagina hours after sex, it may prevent HIV. Now, they've studied this in monkeys. So when we come back from break, we'll talk about monkey vaginas and I don't know. See, don't you guys wish I was a political talk show? You know, if I was just political, you guys wouldn't have to hear any of these stories. All right. And in political news, they say time is running out to sign up for Obamacare. Yeah, don't trip over yourselves. All right. Trying to get to the website on this one. Apparently, time is running out because we have the deadline March 31st. I know. So now there's this big campaign to make us rush to the website to spend thousands and thousands of dollars that we didn't have to prior to the Obama administration. Oh, yay, yippee, out of my way, George. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. You can also follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. That's me. You know, I know you guys think there's lots of Dahlias out there because you know, ask me for music requests and, you know, you tell me that, you know, I've played music before that has allowed you to, you know, propose to your girlfriend. That's Delilah. Okay, that's different. This is Dr. Dahlia. Can you get a clue? Okay, and just Dr. Dahlia. Come on, people. I've been on air 5 years. You don't know now? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALIA.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Amanda Bosel here from Midas Resources. Today, March 13th, 2014, gold opened at $1,367.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,416.66, $708.33 for a half ounce, or $354.17 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,416.66, $708.33, and $354.17.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so, you know, many of us will have a sexual escapade. And in theory, I would never, obviously, but in theory. And then have some regrets and go, oh, my gosh, I hope I, you know, didn't contract something. So I guess there's this new vaginal gel that has the potential to protect women from HIV, even if it's applied several hours after sex. Now, they've tested this in animals. The antimicrobial gel protected 5 out of 6 monkeys from a hybrid simian human AIDS virus when it was used 3 hours after exposure to the AIDS-causing virus. The lead author is Waleed Hanini, a researcher in HIV/AIDS prevention for the U.S. CDC. They say the same gel also protected 2 out of 3 monkeys when applied a half hour before HIV exposure. So I know we're all sitting there going, okay, well, great, and I'm so glad, you know, monkeys aren't going to get the HIV if we have sex with them. But, you know, don't have sex with the monkeys. So, we're, you know, this is human issues here. They say such a gel could be extremely useful in protecting women from HIV because it would provide protection either before or after sexual activity. Can you imagine just squirting it in there after sex and then knowing you're good? You know, I know many of you are like, you know, wouldn't it be just easier and cheaper just to wear a condom? I always thought that was fine, but I'm not a guy. And from what I've understood, what the guys have told me is many guys do not like condoms. They think it's very constricting. They think condoms are cutting off their circulation. They think they're not very attractive. So you don't really have the general population using condoms to the degree that they should. And I find that to be very, very scary because I'm not just worried about HIV, I'm worried about HPV and syphilis, RPR tests, herpes, HSV, trichomonas, gonorrhea, chlamydia. You know, there's a variety of things. So as far as I'm concerned, still use a condom. But, you know, when we're talking HIV, you don't want to mess around. So I would probably say double do. You cannot use this, unfortunately, as a lubricant. Many people will use KY as a lubricant with the condom. This is not supposed to be a lubricant. I know they were talking about lubricant. I really hope there's no kids in the minivan listening to the show right now. I know they were talking about lubricants that would also be HIV protective. Right now, this is just supposed to be a gel. It contains 1% solution of the anti-HIV drug Raltegravir, or Isentress, and it works by blocking the activity of the virus to integrate its DNA into the DNA of animal cells. Now, you guys understand HIV versus AIDS? AIDS, okay, human immunodeficiency virus is the HIV virus. HIV virus can cause, not all the time, right, but it can cause AIDS. AIDS is the actual syndrome, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. So AIDS is the syndrome you get, right? Because you now have an acquired immunodeficiency. Now, why the hell would you have an immunodeficiency syndrome? Because the HIV virus is a smart sucker of a virus. What it does is it integrates how viruses like to attack is they basically make healthy cells work for them by integrating their DNA into healthy cells. And the healthy cells that these HIV suckers attack just happen to be your immune cells, your T lymphocytes. And so that's how people have acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. Having acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, you could be more prone to pneumonias, you could be more prone to skin infections, cancer, etc. And that's why people with AIDS needs to immediately get on these antivirals and need to stop the destruction of their healthy T cells. And that's kind of how it works, okay? Now, ideally, if you cannot let HIV get into your system to begin with, you're pretty much doing well, okay? Researchers first tested the gel's effectiveness pre-contact by applying it to 3 monkeys who were exposed to HIV twice a week for 7 weeks. By the end, 2 of the 3 remained HIV-free, compared with just 1 out of the 10 monkeys in a group that received inactive placebo gel. I would hate to be that monkey in the placebo group. Placebo is the dummy inactive medicine, okay? Then the team tested whether the gel could protect against HIV infection after exposure. So they had 6 monkeys exposed to HIV twice a week for 2.5 months. They gave them the gel 3 months after exposure. Researchers were able to protect 5 of the 6 monkeys. All 4 monkeys in the placebo group got HIV. So we're not talking 100%, but this could be pretty cool. Will they try to incorporate it into spermicidal gels? Yeah. I mean, and other things. So hopefully you don't have to. Because I mean, think about it. If you have to insert how many things in there, you could miss a step. So it'd be nice for them to combine. Okay, sounds good. Good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Time is running out for you guys to sign up for Obamacare. I know, they say you better act quickly because enrollment deadline to obtain coverage this year is March 31st. According to drugs.com, the individual mandate, right? They say not only will you obtain health insurance, but if you are currently uninsured and select a marketplace health plan before the end of the month, you will avoid the new federal tax penalties for not having coverage. We've talked about the penalties and how stupid it is. A lot of you have already realized that the penalty is a hell of a lot cheaper than getting insurance. Now, many people think that this individual mandate is going to go away, and according to many advocates, they're saying, no, get your act together. You need to get this done. Now, the Affordable Health Care Act has created a federal and state marketplace where you could shop for your health plans. Now, the marketplaces are not going to be around all year long. I know it took them months to even get them going. I get that, but from what I understand, you are not going to be able to enroll after March 31st. If you select the plan by March 15th, which is really coming up, you'll have coverage by April 1st. If you sign up between March 16th and the end of the month, they say your coverage will not kick in until May 1st. Now, for those of you wanting to save $1,000 in premiums a month, you may actually be timing that. I mean, this is what's so scary. I've never seen people dread trying to get health insurance. I mean, my husband and I are in the same boat. We are trying to stall as long as possible because these premiums are backbreaking. I mean, we'll go bankrupt having to pay $1,000 a month. This is ridiculous. But that's neither here nor there. I'm just supposed to report the news. If you miss the March 31 enrollment deadline, you will have to wait until the next open enrollment period beginning November 15th to obtain coverage started in 2015, and then you will have your fine. Now, they say you can sign up after March 31st if you have some special circumstance like marriage, divorce, giving birth of a child. A lot of you are like, oh my gosh, Dahlia, the baby's due April 5th. You know, or the baby is due June 2nd. What do I do? Induce? No, don't induce. Have the baby. You're supposed to be able to get coverage. Now, a lot of you don't know that there is premium assistance. The reason why everybody is complaining, it's because the reason why there's a lot of criticism of it is because the government promised millions upon millions of dollars to help you pay for the health insurance. And this is a promise that they probably cannot keep long term, all right, because it's very, very expensive. But you might as well use it while you got it. So if you earned less than 400% a federal poverty level, I believe, according to drugs.com, that ends up being $45,960 an individual or $94,200 for a family of four, you could get a tax credit. The amount of assistance depends on your household income and family size. So according to Joe Partis of CLU and Associates, I guess it's a California-based insurance agent, I guess. He says he has families qualifying for $1,200 a month in subsidies. Okay? So, now, I guess they gave a tip. They say, let me see here. I'm trying to see what you can do if you don't qualify for. I don't know if we have really any tips if you don't qualify for subsidies. But, I mean, if people are able to get $1,200 a month off their health insurance, that's a pretty good deal. So, I mean, get it while you can. But I'm extremely frustrated because you're having many people that don't qualify for subsidies that are not able to afford the insurance, and so they just do without. And right now my practice is about 70% uninsured, and I'm pretty scared by that. I'm really scared. Now, I'm not saying all of you will get $1,200 a month subsidies. What I think is happening is many people that do make, let's say, $46,000 a year or $47,000 a year, they're finding that the subsidy they do qualify is so small that they still have to come out of pocket each person $500-$600. They're saying, hell no, I can't do this. But guys, it's here to stay. You may disagree with Obamacare. You may think it sucks, and I think a lot of us do, but, you are gonna get fined if you don't have health insurance, and you do need to figure out how to get yourself some sort of coverage. But I'm with you on that. My husband and I are pulling out our hair. We don't know what to do. We've never seen this before. Alright? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDAI. We have a mom who is apparently suing a hospital because when she was drug tested, she inaccurately tested positive for heroin when all she had was some poppy seeds, and a welfare got involved. We got to talk about what can make your drug test positive. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Patty's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Hold on, I gotta blow my nose. I'm so sorry. I was gonna do it on break. Sorry. Sorry. All right, don't want to do that in the mic. Oh my gosh. Woo. I say, this cold really sucks. Well, it's also allergies. You got cold and allergies. By the way, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network that makes this show happen and allows me to blow my nose on air without firing me. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. We got Don today. Yay! Hi, Don. I know you almost gone. Brad's good. Be nice, eh? Be nice. Be nice. We all love Brad, but I know it's a very, very special day when we got Don. So big thanks to Don, who's working the dials, and a big thanks to you all. For tuning in so diligently. Thank you so much. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And poor Don. See, actually, Don doesn't know. We kind of make fun of him, right? All the other days of the week, Monday through Sunday, we make fun of him. But like, on Thursday, we're all like, oh, yay, Don's here. Yay. That's okay. Don't tell him what we say about him. Follow us on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show, and Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Remember, we're on iHeartRadio. We're on TuneIn. We're on GCNLive.com. We're on Talk Superstation. We're on KDWN. And we just added two more new affiliates that I got to tell you guys about once we start airing. So pretty, pretty exciting stuff. Make sure you guys check us out. Okay, so this was kind of an interesting story. This is like every person's worst nightmare, where you test positive for a drug and you almost get your kid taken away from you when you never did the drug. to begin with. Okay, Rachel DeVore, 31 years old, had, I think, some sort of like a poppy seed muffin. All right? Now, remember, okay, when you're pregnant, okay, you know, don't just let the woman eat whatever the hell she wants, okay? She's a first-time mother. She had, I guess, failed a drug test, and it triggered positive for heroin. While she was in labor, they always do a drug test when you come into the hospital, right, to see if the kid was exposed to drugs. Now, she had eaten poppy seeds and is now suing McGee Women's Hospital in Pittsburgh, saying that officials defamed her and violated her doctor-patient confidentiality by sharing the results with the child welfare agency. She's 31 years old. Gave birth at the hospital on June 24th, contends that the hospital staff tested her urine while she was in labor, and then turned over the positive drug test to county caseworkers. All right, she said, I just delivered, and it's supposed to be a happy time, and then all of a sudden, she is being accused of doing drugs. Now, apparently the hospital spokeswoman denied to comment on this. This is being reported by Daily Mail. Now, opiates, I guess like heroin, are made from poppies. So if you eat poppy seeds, I don't like poppy seeds. I don't understand that. My husband and kids love poppy seed bagels. I think poppy seeds are just the worst thing because they get in your teeth and you can't get them out with your nail. And unless you have dental floss, and who walks around with dental floss? You really should. All right, so I'm not a poppy. I cannot eat poppy seeds because I can't, you know, and I don't even like the taste. Okay, but I guess... She didn't even realize she had poppy seeds, cause so she couldn't defend herself right then and there. Later, when she was eating something with poppy seeds, she's like, oh my gosh, I had something with poppy seeds. Apparently last year, another Pennsylvania woman settled a lawsuit with Jameson Hospital in Newcastle for $143,000 after a county child welfare worker seized the woman's newborn in 2010 after she tested positive for drugs after eating a poppy seed bagel. Now, I'm wondering if we should just, as obstetric and gynecologists or family docs or whatever, when I used to deliver babies, I never thought of telling moms, try and avoid poppy seeds in the next month or two, because if you take a drug test, you could test positive. You know, I thought drug tests were better this day and age than they used to be. You know, I remember in the 80s and 90s, that would happen and whatever. I thought, you know, we had better testing. So, you know, having your kid taken away from you for a false drug test is any person's nightmare. Now, I understand daddies are probably like, there's no way I'm going to tell my woman not to eat something with poppy seeds if she's pregnant and she's about to devour the bagel. You got a point, but then what you do need to do is make sure that whenever you are going into labor, let them know what you're doing, what you're taking, and we'll go over a list of things that could also trigger false positive tests. Here's the problem. When, you know, many people who do test positive for heroin and opiates will say, I had poppy seed. You know, and then what are you supposed to do? Now, usually, like I said, these drug tests are supposed to figure it out. So, just to review, this is interesting. They say that if you take ibuprofen, Advil, Motrin, Aleve, sometimes it could actually trigger a false positive test for marijuana. So anti-inflammatory medication could trigger a positive test for marijuana depending on how the standards of that test. Is that scary? How many of you guys pop an Advil or Motrin? Pretty scary stuff. They say sometimes your darker skinned people will have pigments in their skin that'll also cause a false positive test for marijuana. Amphetamines, of course, will trigger your amphetamine test. So if you guys are on Ritalin, if you're on Sudafed, diet pills, etc., that could show up positive for amphetamines. But a lot of people don't realize that Robitussin sometimes could. Even though true Robitussin shouldn't, if you have the stimulant in there, it could. NyQuil, all right? Any pain medications or prescriptive cough suppressants could make you test positive for opiates. You know, if you have like a cherry Tussin with codeine or a Tussinex, just remember cough syrup. Now, this is interesting. I didn't know about this. They say ecstasy could possibly be test positive if you're on asthma medications. That would stink. All right. Let's say you're a diabetic or you have a kidney or liver infection or you're on an antibiotic like amoxicillin. You may trigger a cocaine positive test. That really stinks. Okay? I mean, how many of you guys take some penicillin? Okay? Now, according to Smosh, Drugtest.com. They say five everyday things that can make you fail a drug test that you should avoid. First, of course, they say the poppy seeds. Because your heroin, morphine, oxycodone are all opiates, poppy seed bagels, be careful. Adderall, of course, we just talked about with the amphetamine. Advil with the marijuana. So I guess they trying to see if they're also saying, yeah, for the THC. Now, azo. A lot of you guys will take azo when you have a urinary tract infection because it burns. All right, but they say the azo could also, unfortunately, cause your test to be flagged. Maybe not so much because you are, shall we say, triggering a test to turn a positive, but it looks suspicious because people will use azo a lot of times to try to pass a drug test. We've talked about how there's a lot of things people do to try to pass drug tests. There's a lot of things you could buy out there that say will help you pass your drug test. You got to consume this. You have to do this, etc. So you have people that just overly buy these products, all right? And I don't think any of these products really, really work. What they may do is dilute or play around with your urine and to the point that your urine dilutes, so it may not have enough of a concentration to trigger the test. But let me tell you right now, a diluted urine will already prompt a retest. So, you know, many locations will say, you got to retest because you have diluted urine. You know, it's very interesting. I had a kidney stone when I was 19. And so I've been told to drink 2 gallons of water a day. So here we were in medical school, having to get our drug tests as usual, which is fine, working for quick care, et cetera. And, of course, I've always passed my drug tests, but I drink more water than the average medical student. So I got a call from them saying, you pass, but your urine, you know, it's kind of dilute. I'm like, well, I'll take another test, but here's all my medical records, here's all my things. Do a blood test then. I said, then don't do a urine, do a blood test. Let me prove my innocence, please. You know, and they were like, no, that's good. But, you know, just be careful because, you know, you have people that will over try to dilute so they don't pass. And so they, you know, that could be scary stuff. Okay. And then, of course, NyQuil we talked about. So those are medications that could possibly trigger false positive drug test. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If there's anything else you guys have taken that triggered a drug test, I'd like to know about it. That would stink. 1-877-362-3254. Can you imagine not getting a job? I mean, your life could be absolutely ruined, right? All because you went to your mother-in-law's and she served you a bagel with poppy seeds. I know. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Sorry, I need a doctor. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you again for tuning in so diligently. I want to talk about this five-second rule that I think we've all been doing where you drop something on the ground and then you pick it up really, really quick. But before we do, I want to thank you guys for some of the emails I've been getting. Many of you know that I'm raising money for kids with blood cancer and adults with blood cancer. For the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, our campaign starts March 21st, goes to May 31st. So for those 12 weeks or 10 weeks, we are going to rock and roll, trying to raise as much money like Tasmanian devils to pay for these kids and adults' blood cancer treatment and for, of course, research. And as you guys know, we can't rely on the government, right, or what Obamacare is doing to the pharmaceutical companies to promote research. So it takes money and it takes a lot of it. So I have asked you guys to contact your employer, your organization, organization, etc., to see if they would be willing to donate if they do have in their charity budget. And we will talk about ways they could give. Go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Our $5 for a life campaign is going to start March 21st, where we are going to ask everybody to give $5, just $5. And we can do that. All right, we could do that. That's like a Happy Meal, right? Supersized Coke. We could do that. $5 to save a life campaign. And I got to tell you, if I get everybody nationally that listens to my show, I know, well, okay. Right. It's just the people who listen to my show will get like $25. Okay, fine. All right, but if I could in general have you guys spread the word, okay, and maybe people listening to other people's radio shows, we could get a lot of money. So the $5 for a life campaign is going to start March 21st. In the meantime, I need your employers, your organizations, big groups to call me now so we could set up ways and fun ideas on how they could bring money to the cause. And I got to show you the pictures of these kids we're raising money for. Just adorable, you know? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, the website at drdahlia.com. Now, for those of you in the Las Vegas area, we are going to be doing a health fair. All right? I want to give you guys an opportunity to donate blood if you want to donate blood, to get real good information on weight and blood pressure, and of course, ask the doctor. I'm going to be there. So you guys are going to get to see me do my show, and then I'm going to be there for Ask the Doctor. And we're also going to have prizes and raffles, proceeds going to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, again, to raise money for these kids and adults that need it. So we got a lot going on. Go to my website so you can get updates on what's going on. Pretty cool stuff. Check out Health Fair and check out Fight Blood Cancer Now. Okay, so 5-second rule. I did the 5-second rule yesterday. I had bought some of those little Cadbury shell eggs with the chocolate on the inside, and there was only one left because my kids ate them all, and the one dropped on the floor, and it rolled, and it rolled, and it rolled. But I caught it under 5 seconds before it went under the couch, and Lord knows what's underneath the couch. I caught it, I wiped it off, and I stuck it in my mouth as quickly as possible. Now, all right, I'm a doctor, and I should know better, but we were talking about the last Easter chocolate egg that we had, because my husband said we cannot go back to Target and buy any more for a while because we're all on a diet. I'm like, no, no. Well, a new study from Aston University in England found that picking up food immediately after it falls on the floor decreases chances of the food getting contaminated with disease causing germs. A team of biology students led by microbiology professor Anthony Hilton tested how long it takes the bacteria E. coli and Staph aureus to transfer onto food. When it stayed on the floor for a period of 3 to 30 seconds, so the team dropped pasta, they dropped toast, a biscuit, sticky candy. During the experiment, researchers dropped the food on different types of floors, including laminate, tiled and carpeted floors. I remember I was being interviewed by Doug McIntyre in the morning with Terry Ray on KBC, and Doug McIntyre talked about how he'll drop a piece of cheese first on the ground and still eat it. Oh my gosh. See, okay, for me, I want to do that. Not cheese first. But think about it. If you leave the cheese after you pick it up, and the cheese has the dirt, you could be okay, right? But I wouldn't take your foot and scrape up the cheese and put on your pizza to eat. Okay, so they say now consuming food dropped on the floor still carries infection risk, as it very much depends on which bacteria are present on the floor. Okay, duh. However, the findings of this study will bring some light relief to those who've been employing the 5-second rule for years because they thought it was a myth. So the 5-second rule is if you pick it up within 5 seconds, it should be safe to eat. The team found that not only did quickly picking the food up shorten the amount of bacteria, but it also, of course, the amount depended on the type of the floor. They said, we found evidence that transfer from indoor flooring surfaces is incredibly poor with carpet, actually posing the lowest risk of bacterial transfer onto dropped food. So if your kids drop food on carpet, it's supposed to be safer than dropping food onto laminate flooring. They say bacteria were most likely to transfer to moist food if it was dropped onto tile and laminated floors for more than 5 seconds. The team took a survey and asked students if they did the five-second rule. 90% said yes, they would eat food after it falls on the floor, or did it, or had done it before. Well, it's good they're being honest. Okay, so get it now. Okay, as your radio doctor, I'm supposed to tell you to throw it out. When in doubt, throw it out. I mean, really. Okay, but I would be lying if I tried to pretend that I didn't do the same thing. And I did it last night. That was that one last baby chocolate egg. You know when you think the package is empty and then one falls out, right? You know, I mean, it's like going on a quest for gold. All right, you want, I know it. Okay, protein from meat and fish may help men age well. Older men may gain a boost physically, mentally, and boost socially if they eat a diet rich in meat and fish. A study more than 1,000 older adults suggested that men who ate the most meat and fish reduced their odds of mental and physical decline by 39% compared with men who ate the least animal protein. I'm there. I love the meat. However, they say not seen in women. So, and not, no benefits, or they didn't see the same benefits from proteins from plants. Now, doesn't mean you guys should just sit there and go and eat meat, because again, I'm worried about uric acid and all that. But I'm thinking, especially with the fish, they're thinking about the, fats, the omega-3 fatty acids. Alright? But a lot of people, when they're older, they don't eat enough protein, which is why we have all those Boost and other drinks that have protein. Making sure you guys get your protein helps your muscles. It helps a lot of your, collagen, your, immune system. So it's extremely important. I wouldn't overeat the meat, but I would definitely make sure that, you have a good protein diet. And fish, you can't go wrong with fish. You really can't. Okay. Statins. Research has found that these cholesterol medication statins do not have major side effects. You don't have to freak out and tell your doctor that they're killing you just because they want you to go on some Lipitor or Crestor. They say statins have virtually no side effects according to this major study. They have been concerned because people have been complaining of nausea, insomnia, fatigue, kidney issues, muscle problems, erectile dysfunction, diabetes, etc. But the study looked at 29 trials and more than 80,000 patients. And they found was that the drug raised the risk of diabetes. Now, this is something you and I, because I think I'm just talking to one of you. This is something we all have kind of talked about and investigated. And this is something that I think is extremely, extremely difficult to prove. You know, on one hand, I see some of you taking statin medications, your triglycerides, the fats rise. And when you see fats rise, that could be a precursor to diabetes. So I have seen that. But then I've also seen that many of you are pre-diabetic the whole time. And we put you on a cholesterol medicine to protect your heart, protect your arteries. You finally get diagnosed with diabetes as we go. And then people say, oh, but they were on the statin medication the whole time. So, you know, I don't want to say these medications cause diabetes, but we are watching for that. Don't go away, guys. More Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.